This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. So there's something new on the streets of Puebla, Mexico. It's a well-off town just east of Mexico City. There are pink taxis. And what sets these taxis aside is not just their color. The fact is they're driven by female cabbies, and they pick up only women for their fares. We're joined now by Eduardo del Castillo. He's the CEO of Pink Taxi of Puebla, and also Elena Alvarez. She was a rider in one of the pink taxis. And Elena, I wanted to talk to you first. Maybe if you haven't experienced them, maybe you could explain what is the need for having a woman-only cab? What are women going through in taxis that makes them hesitant to take cabs there?
Well, I don't know. Like, I hear a lot of raping and assaulting people, and I don't know. I just don't feel safe.
But you rode in
really safe.
You rode in one of the pink taxis.
Yeah, I did.
And tell me what that was like.
Well, it was different, nice. I felt really comfortable. The lady who was driving the taxi was really nice. They have a panic button in the cab, so if anything wrong goes on, you just press it and police come right away. So, I don't know, it really feels safe.
There's a beauty kit in these taxis, right?
Yeah, there is.
Did you find that insulting that there was a beauty kit inside there?
No, of course not. Sometimes you just need to put some makeup on, so there you go.
Okay, Eduardo del Castillo, you are the CEO of Pink Taxi. You actually got this idea from seeing the women-only cabs in London, right?
Yeah, that's it, Celeste. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
So what was your idea here? That we just heard Elena talking about rapes and assaults for female taxi passengers. So it appears that, you know, this was a real need to protect the women in Puebla.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Though Puebla has insecurity issues, we're down on the Mexico's table, but the secretariat, who's called Valentin Meneses Rojas, he's the communication secretariat in Puebla. He was worried about having a program that could help women in Puebla, basically. And this program was developed by the communications credit and us as a company, you know.
So now, one of the things is that there really aren't very many women taxi drivers there, and you're using all female taxi drivers. Have they been getting a responses from the male taxi drivers in Puebla?
Yeah, well, a little bit. You know, they're being jealous about their jobs, about losing some money, and that's something they need to start dealing with, you know.
Eduardo, have you ever seen somebody on the street, a woman hailing a taxi, who lets a regular taxi go by and waits for a pink one?
A lot of them.
Yeah, I bet. Is it a different fare? Do you charge more money for the pink taxis?
No, we're charging the same.
Okay. There's 12,000 cabs in Puebla, right? And you have 35 pink cabs.
And 35 pink cabs, but the response is being good, so we're trying to be about 300 by January.
Okay, Eduardo del Castillo, he's the CEO of Pink Taxi of Puebla, and Elena Alvarez was a rider in one of the first pink taxis that hit the streets there in Puebla. Actually, Mexico City is investigating whether or not they should invest in women-only cabs as well.
I wonder what kind of car it is. Probably not a Hummer.
He said they're Chevys.
Maybe it should be a Hummer.
Actually, he said Chevy, a true Mexican car.
That's there you go. Chevy.